All right, so the Mike McCarthy era has not got off to a good start. The Cowboys are 1-3 and should be 0-4. After my frustration this past week about how poorly the Cowboys played, this could be an opportunity. I'm not saying tank or try not to win the division, but it wouldn't be the worst thing ever if we finish 5-11, 6-10, and had a top 12 draft pick. The fact of the matter is, we have to rebuild our offensive line and defensive line. Our offensive line quickly went from a strength to a weakness. Tyron Smith's out, probably going to be out again for the whole year, rest of the year. We need to rebuild our offensive line. You win football games in the trenches, and our offensive line right now, man, I can't even. Brandon Knight's going to be your left tackle. Terrence Steele is going to be our right tackle. Undrafted guys. That's crazy. For the past, you know, seems like, I don't know, 6-7 years, we had a dominant offensive line, and it won us a lot of football games. Controlling the line of scrimmage, running the ball, it won us a lot of football games. I just think we have so many holes right now that this is definitely not a Super Bowl team, anywhere near a Super Bowl team. I mean, we can maybe sneak into the playoffs because our division is so bad, but I don't see us doing anything else past the first round. So what do we do? So in 2021, we have a first-round pick, a second-round pick, 2 threes, and 2 fours. That's a lot of capital. And we're Will McClay, he can draft players. He's a good drafter. He's a good evaluator of players. I suggest the first thing you do is, I love him to death. I think he's our deep threat, and he's a really good player. But trade Michael Gallup. We have so much receiver talent. Even Cedric Wilson, Noah Brown, our fourth and fifth receiver, they come in and they make plays. They make a lot of plays. And Michael Gallup, he's going to be free agent next year. He's going to want to get paid. We just paid Amari Cooper. We're going to have to pay Dak. We paid a lot of different guys. I don't think we're going to have the money to pay Gallup. And the way the NFL is trending right now, receivers are valuable. At this point, I think you'd get a first from Gallup. I think a team will be willing to trade a first. If not a first, at least a second. So say you trade Gallup for a second. So then you have a 1, 2 twos, 2 threes, and 2 fours. We could do a lot with that. We have a lot of needs right now. We have to rebuild our offensive line. We have to rebuild our defensive line. We need safety help. Maybe even draft another linebacker. I think a corners will be good. I think Cheeto, I think he's good when he's healthy. Trevon Diggs, you could say he's been getting beat, but he's also a rookie and learning. He looks like he can make some plays, though. He's aggressive, and he'll go after the ball. He can tackle well. I think he's going to be good. But you got to rebuild that O-line and D-line. That's how you get back to being dominant and playing dominant football. And even another person that's been coming up huge with us is Dalton Schultz. I think you keep throwing him the ball, build up his stock a little bit. Maybe, you know, a team gets injured tight end and then trade him for a third or fourth round if you can next year. Because then Jarwin's going to be coming back next year. I know he's out for the year this year, but he's coming back next year. I just don't think it's the worst thing right now to have a little, not the tank, I don't like to use the word tank, but have a slight rebuild, because that's what we need. We have a lot of holes on this team right now. Really, our only dominant position or dominant is our passing attack. Our running game's going to struggle too, because we don't have a good O-line. I mean, you could see, I think Zeke's only averaging 3.8 yards a carry or something very pedestrian. I know we're not feeding him enough, but you can't run the ball when you have a bad O-line. Look at Saquon Barkley with the Giants. You can't run the ball if the D-line's already 3 yards in the backfield when you get the ball handed to you. You just can't do it. You can't trade Zeke, though. I mean, that's a huge contract, but I don't think Zeke, it's even worth his value. I don't know if a team would even trade for him with this contract and how the running back's kind of devalued. But I definitely think you need to rebuild your offensive line, defensive line. It wouldn't be the worst thing either. I would scratch a season for a better couple of seasons. I mean, plus even this year, we drafted pretty well. First round, CeeDee Lamb, he looks like he's going to be a future star. Trayvon Diggs looks like he's going to play. And then we got our starting center from Wisconsin. I can't remember. Tyler's something, something. But we draft very well. I think we should just try to accumulate a couple of draft picks. We already have 2 threes and 2 fours, a one and a two. If we could somehow get, you know, 2 ones, 2 twos, and have, you know, 4 draft picks in the top 100, we'll be in good shape. I believe in our front office. We'll be in good shape. We just have so many holes to fill right now. I don't think we're even close to competing at all. Just our defense. You could say all you want, man. Our defense. Our D-line just looks overmatched, and our safeties can't make any plays. That's the thing on defense. We haven't had any really playmakers in a while. The last player I can remember that consistently made plays for us was Sean Lee. His problem, he couldn't stay healthy. But Sean Lee, he would make plays. Drop back in coverage, get interceptions, fumble recoveries, force fumbles. We need some playmakers on defense. See, I don't know if you trade out for a pick or a young defensive player, but you definitely got to rebuild. I'd say rebuild that D-line, but, man, you might have to rebuild the whole defense, especially Vander Esch. He's been Nick the last 2 years, so you might need another linebacker. Jalen Smith looked like he's regressed, but I don't know if that has to do with the scheme, picking up the scheme still, because we've seen him play. We've seen a lot of flashes from him. But nah, I think this offseason, a big priority is rebuilding our O-line, D-line, and then paying Dak. Because you can say all you want. He's making some of the mistakes. He's trying to do too much. Dak throws the ball like a top-5 quarterback. He can really wing the ball. But sometimes he holds the ball too long, trying to do too much, just because our defense is so bad.